up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome to this episode of New Horizons. Thanks for joining me. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Today we go back to childhood. We've spoken on several occasions to Fia Dumschma from Sona Kids Australia. Fia creates apps to teach blind and vision impaired children how to use the iPhone and iPad with voiceover. Last year, you'll remember that we featured recordings of the launch of the VO Lab app, which teaches people about the sounds that voiceover makes and some of the operators that voiceover has. And of course, there's the Ballyland apps, which I'm sure some of you have played with. These have been very popular episodes of New Horizons. So Fia joins us again from the Roundtable on Information Access for People with a Print Disability. I recorded this interview in Sydney in May. Fia, welcome back.
Hello, nice to be with you again.
Last time we spoke to you about what's happening with Sona Kids, we talked about the VO Lab app. How did that go?
Very, very good, and it's very well received, but we've moved on since then to new things.
Well, I can tell you that that was one of the most popular episodes of New Horizons that we've done for quite some time, so congratulations on that. What's been happening since then?
I don't know whether Ballyland Rotor was before or after that. That was another app that we launched. And the latest one is called Ballyland Sound Memory, which is rising high on the let's say, the score lists of popularity of Ballyland apps. It's a matching game, so you have to match pairs of sounds. And you do that by way of navigating a grid, a digital grid with rows and columns. So it introduces quite a lot of new concepts, not that many new gestures. It uses finger drag and flick right and left and flick up and down. And then you double tap if you are on a spot in a cell in the grid and you want to hear what sound is there. You double tap and you will hear the sound, and then you move somewhere else in the grid and you double tap again, and if you're lucky or if you remember where it was, you find the matching sound. And this really helps children and adults and their sighted siblings to develop a spatial awareness on the screen. Where are you? You have to remember where you are, and they get an understanding of rows and columns and a grid.
So I guess that can help particularly in areas like the main home screen of the iOS device, which is laid out exactly in that way.
Exactly, yeah. So these are important skills, and through remembering where a sound was, you sort of map in your head where it was. So you can map, similarly, you can map where your app is on the home screen, for instance.
And what else have you been up to?
Isn't that enough? I thought that was great enough. Well, at the moment, I had hoped that I could even introduce another app to you, and I can, but it's not finished, it's not released. But I spoke about that at the Roundtable conference in Sydney, and it's a coding app. So coding, maybe we talked about that last time. I used to use the word programming. Nowadays they say coding, and it's a subject in schools around the world, is seen as a core learning goal. But it's not just about the technical side of coding. It is much more than that. It's computational thinking, creative thinking, problem solving, and knowing how to cut a process up in small steps. Sequencing, patterning, those are skills that children are introduced to be able to learn to code, to make a programming and come up with new ideas for future devices or future applications.
And I think that's really important, because a lot of kids are getting into programming, particularly as they head towards the end of primary school and early high school. I know my own son did a couple of programming courses in a couple of different languages, and now has got himself really interested, particularly in doing web development and network infrastructure development at the age of 14. How do you think your app will help blind and vision impaired people?
Well, that's very, very impressive. What I talked about is that, unfortunately, most of the programs that are used in mainstream education are not accessible for students who are blind. There are beautiful programs out there where you have to drag and drop pieces of code when you start off. And they're very visual. You can see in the colors of if you are matching the proper codes in the proper sequence. So it all helps sighted children to develop these skills quite quickly and in a very engaging way, with characters jumping up and down the screen and doing all sorts of things. However, the audio output isn't very useful at all. It's just sort of for the fun of it, the background noise that can become quite annoying at some point. And there's no voiceover accessibility or other accessibility, so students who are blind miss out on these opportunities to learn coding at an early age, which they shouldn't. And what we are trying to do is, with our app, we have introduced an innovative concept, which we call audio-based coding. So the engagement with the program comes from audio. There's visuals as well, because as you know, we always make our apps inclusive for everybody. We don't want other children to say, "What are you doing? That looks really boring," or something. They have to be all engaged and play and learn together. So there are visuals and animations, but the basis of what you're doing is audio. And there's an accessible coding panel. You can flick through different options and select pieces of coding like that, then put them in a specific sequence. And then working in a grid, you have to sort of work out where you are. It's like the top view of Bollyland, a landscape in which Wheelie, the little car, is found, and also Tinkleball. And the purpose is for you to put your code together so that Wheelie moves around the grid in steps to move to Tinkleball and then say hello to her.
That sounds like a lot of fun, even for adults as much as for children. Have you had any experience with the Apple Swift Playgrounds, and how do you find that?
Yes, no, that is good that you mentioned that, because that's the whole purpose of us, is that we really like the Swift Playground. So of course, the Swift Playground apps are developed to teach you Swift programming language, whereas our apps will not teach you a specific language, but mainly the concepts and how does coding work. But we wanted to build a bridge to this Swift Playground app, because it's advertised as being for ages 10 and 10 plus, and it's fully voiceover accessible, but the voiceover access requires quite advanced skills. You really need to know what you're doing to be able to use it with voiceover, and it also presumes conceptual understanding of coding already and the movement through the grid. So we have taken a few steps back and try to reach younger children and create this app for them that they can use to develop the skills and then move on to Swift Playground if they choose to do so.
Is this something that you've sought partnership with education organizations, or indeed Apple or one of the tech companies?
Well, Apple is very much aware of it and shows a lot of interest. I've been at their head office in Sydney and we spoke about it, and they are also aware of the fact that maybe the Swift Playground needs something for younger children to learn other skills. So they follow closely what we're doing, and we have planned another meeting once our app is closer to release.
What's your time frame for release on that one?
I'm hoping next month.
Excellent. Well, I shall certainly look forward to that, as will many other people. We're going to have a demonstration of the Sound Memory app now, so stay tuned. Thea, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Moving now to that promised demonstration, I have the Bollyland Sound Memory app in my voiceover cursor, and I will now double tap it.
Landscape. Bollyland Sound Memory app. Please turn your device around so that your home button is on the left or right. This app uses self-voicing menus for accessible navigation. You need to turn off VoiceOver when instructed. When you want to leave the app, turn VoiceOver on again, and press the home button to close the app. Flick right/left through the buttons of the self-voicing menus, and double tap to open. Inside the games, you can use double tap in the bottom right corner of the screen to go back to the start page. When you are at the main menu, you can use double tap in the top left corner to go back to the start page. After you next turn off VoiceOver, swipe up with one finger to turn the accessible navigation on, swipe down to turn it off. You can only do this here at the start page. Or to hear this text again, do a flick gesture up with two fingers. Turn VoiceOver off now and swipe up to turn on self-voicing menus, then do a double tap to go to the main menu. The game will take a few seconds to load.
Okay, we'll do that. Turning off VoiceOver now.
VoiceOver off.
Okay, and one finger swipe up.
Self-voicing menus is turned on. The game will take a few seconds to load. Now, double tap to start the game. Self-voicing menu is turned on. Main menu. Flick right left through the menu items and double tap to open. Play. Button. Settings. Button. Instructions. Button. Memory song. Button. Instruction. Settings. Button. Play.
Okay,
button.
I'm on the play button and that's what we're going to start with.
The Ballylanders matching grid is 2 rows, 3 columns.
Flick right when I say now. Now. Row 1, column 1.
All right, now the idea of this game is that we have to, in this grid, we have to find the two squares that have the matching sounds, and we have to do it as quickly as possible in order to get more points. So let's see what the sound is in this column. Okay, so that's...
Row 1, column 2.
Column 2. Oh.
Oh, yes.
We got one straight off. All right, let's move on to column 3.
Row 1, column 3.
Helicopter.
Row 2, column 1.
Oh, it's a bell. Okay, that's not the right one. Okay, so try this one.
Row 2, column 2.
Okay, that's row 2, column 2, and it's the helicopter, which is in row 1, column 3. So we'll go back to that.
Row 1, column 3.
Oh, yes.
There we are. And the bell must be row 2, column 1 and 3.
Row 2, column 1.
I think that whistle
row
means that
two,
you've done
column
it.
3.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, yes.
Hooray! Your score is 133 points.
You have set a new high score. New game. You can start when I say now. Now.
I don't think we'll play another game, but I think you get the idea. And if we want to exit, we can turn VoiceOver on and press the home button.
VoiceOver on. Amazon Alexa. Screen curtain on.
And we're out. So that's the Ballyland Sound Memory app, and that finishes this program for this week. I do hope you've enjoyed it. If you'd like to get in touch with Blind Citizens Australia, please call 1-800-033-660, 1-800-033-660, or you can email bca@bca.org.au. If you'd like to look at the website, remember that you can download and listen to the 10 most recent episodes of New Horizons from the Blind Citizens Australia website. You can go to bca.org.au if you'd like to do that or find anything else that's on the website. I'm Vaughan Bennison. I hope you've enjoyed this program. I'll talk to you again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.